Gunman kills 12 people at a bar in Southern California, and China debuts an AI news anchor. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, November 9th. A gunman who opened fire in a crowded bar in Southern California killed at least 12 people. The shooter was a former Marine. He also died, apparently of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The slaughter in Thousand Oaks comes after an anti-Semite gunned down 11 Jews at a synagogue in Pittsburgh less than 2 weeks ago. Syrian regime forces killed 22 rebels overnight near Idlib province, according to a war monitor. The fighting erupted when regime forces moved on a rebel position in neighboring Hama province. Idlib is the last major rebel and opposition stronghold in Syria. A truce agreed by Turkey and Russia is in effect there in a bid to prevent further fighting. Protests are expected in Pakistan today for the second Friday since the Supreme Court overturned the death sentence of a woman convicted of blaspheming Islam. Asia Bibi was freed from jail on Wednesday. Officials say she and her family are in a secure and secret location for their own protection. Russia is hosting a conference on Afghanistan, bringing the Afghan authorities and the Taliban to the negotiating table. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov opened the meeting on Friday, saying he hoped it would pave the way for peace talks. Russia's predecessor, the Soviet Union, sent troops to Afghanistan in 1979. Since that intervention almost 40 years ago, Afghanistan has been plagued by conflict. And finally, China's state news agency Xinhua has introduced its newest employee, a virtual news anchor. We'll call it a he, as the AI is based on real-life anchor Zhang Zhao. However, he's not the first. That honor goes to Anna Nova, who went to air in 2000 in the UK. Anna Nova was a female avatar. She retired in 2004. Maybe she can make a comeback and co-host a gig with Xinhua's AI. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.